Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
The secret societies of the nation teach the people in the public school system and their colleges, and when you come out, you don't know anything about esoteric knowledge. My daddy was a 35th degree Scottish Rite Mason. He also was a Rosicrucian Mason and a York Rite Mason, a past Poutinet, and a Worshipful Master. The knowledge that he taught me out of these lodges through what I call enforcement, he was known in Crockett, Texas as Big Hawk, and I was Little Hawk, and he was my enforcer of the laws. He was one of the greatest teachers that I had, was he was the enforcer. And when I say enforcer, that means he sent a message from your butt to your brain. He didn't only say something only one time to you. He always talked in parables. A parable is a short statement that is directly to the point. His favorite word was GDMF in this language. And I promised Mama, Queen Mother, that I would not curse like King Father cursed. I just used abbreviation. And number three daughter and number two daughter, two seed and the three seed, always called me on this date and asked me, the number one seed, do I know what date it is? Because I don't remember anybody's birthday. I'm the most ignorant one in the family. I have mental lapse as my number two seed and number three seed would tell me. So they called me this morning and asked me did I know what the day was, and I always remember that. And then after that, Queen Mother called me and asked me do I know what the day, and I told her yes, I know what the day. But then she, Queen Mother, turned around and asked me what her birthday is, and I don't know Queen Mother's birthday. And I had to tell Queen Mother that this morning. So I'm going to write down Queen Mother's birthday so that next year at this time when she asks me what her birthday is, I will know the answer, the correct answer. The knowledge that I learned about language came out of a book that Queen Mother had in her bookshelf that the king gave me a commandment to read when I asked him, where did white folks come from? My daddy said, your mammy has a book in her bookshelf called The Outline of History. And this has had to be around in the 50s because I had to be about 7 or 8 years old when I asked daddy this. And he told me Queen Mother had two books, Part 1 and Part 2, called The Outline of History by H.G. Wells. Everybody in my class has these books. We are fortunate now you can get these books at High Price Bookstore for $4 or $5. This book where I learned all of this history that Queen Mother had. Today, number two and number three, I would definitely tell Queen Mother this, that about 20-something years ago when I asked Queen Mother, could I have these two books, Queen Mother told me not to mess with her book. Well, Queen Mother, I stole those two books for you, and I'm coming out of those books now. You ain't even noticed to this day that your son had took these two books together, this knowledge that was there. Queen Mother, I have the original two books that belongs to you that came out of your bookshelf that you told me not to touch when I asked you for them. But I do have them, and they're in good order, the same as they were then. Number seven, when you study language, you study signs, symbols, and numbers. And I'll be speaking to you today under that knowledge, esoteric knowledge. 17 Love told me to put this knowledge of start doing lectures in stories. So this is what I found out, that when you tell a story, it is a very interesting than just reciting history dead blank. So 17 Love asked me to put this in a story. So I'm telling you this in a story form of what I learned from King of the White Tribe, my daddy. My daddy was a very sharp-tongued man that talked in parables, and I once heard him tell Big Frank Randall that he looked like a germ to him that had turned to an amoeba that was a parasite. I didn't know what Daddy was talking about at that time until Uncle Bubba had a book that he let me read called Chordates. Chordates is the highest science of self. Daddy taught us to understand who self was. That's what you have to understand first. Self means how did you come here up under the 12 laws of nature, which is the first law is that of motion. And when motion creates a germ that becomes an amoeba, which is an invertebrate, and the amoeba changes into a parasite, which when it changes into a parasite, then this parasite can reproduce because it feeds up on another element. And this knowledge is called chordates, the studies of invertebrates and vertebrates. When I was doing my traveling and studying all of this knowledge, I got this from Uncle Bubba, this book from Uncle Bubba. Also, the language book that I'm going to come out of Gula, the language Gula, came from Uncle Bubba, my mother's brother, which we had this, I understand we had this big circle all the time of reading. I know I've been reading all my life, and everybody in our family has with these books. When I heard my father tell that, it seemed funny to me, but he was teaching me knowledge of self, of what you first is a invertebrate, and you become a vertebrate, and you stand up, and you start talking. Then you become biology. Study of biology is 27 different sciences when you study biology. When I got a biology book that Big Mama had and started studying and reading out of it, this is how I found this out. Biology is the study of two different sciences, which is botany and zoology. Botany is the study of plants and animals. Botany is the study of plants. Zoology is the study of animals. Your body is botany, meaning that your body that you have in your shell, your spaceship, or whatever you want to call it, temple, is you have to treat it as a plant. The only thing that is animalistic about you, which is zoology, is that you reproduce like the animals, and you, because you reproduce like the animal, you have animalistic beast behavior, meaning that you act like one. And that's the reason that when you are a man and a woman and not a male and a female, your number would be 666. In esoteric knowledge that Daddy taught me by reading this book, we had to know what language. This book, Outline of History, covers the outline of the history of the Neanderthal. And we've already had the studies of what the Neanderthal was. The language of the Neanderthal in today's society is called Aryan language. There is four divisions of language. The Aryan language is the language of the Neanderthal. In present-day history, these would be the Germanic race of people. Short, my daddy called them crackers. And a cracker, the way they got their name as the Crocker is that they whooped the slaves with a bull whoop, and on the end they would tie two rawhide pieces, soak it in water, and whoop a slave with this. This is why he nicknamed them Crockers. Now, if he wanted to really punish his slave, he put barbed in these two pieces of leather, which was called a popper on the end of a bull whoop, open up the black man's back, and then put sulfur in his back to smooth it out after 2 years, where he would know that he had been beat this way. This is what a Crocker is. This is what my daddy explained to me what a Crocker was and how to use a Crocker. And my father was a master with a bull whoop. And the first whoop that the slave owners use is called a dragon whoop, because they're coming up from the East Indies. You can check that history out. Very interesting history of the Dragonar, because it was a Dragonar plantation in the West Indies. When you get to studying that history, they bred slaves over here. This is where this language got started, on those plantations of what is known now as the Cayman Islands, of when the European brought this slave trade over here to America. When you study this language, you have four: the Aryan language, then you have the Semitic language, the Hamitic language, and the Chinese language. And every nation of people has its own language. The second thing, that to become a nation of people, that first has to be a certain group of people. They get together and agree that this is their language. This language is made with signs and symbols and a number is attached to it to create a mathematic system within the group of people. The only people that is living on Earth in 2014 that is not a nation of people is the people that is called African American, that live in America where we live right now. And all y'all know who you people is. So you might be done change your name like your white daddy changed everything, and that's what we have to go through. No, but you is this African American who was once known as colored people and Negroes. You're this nation of people. How you tell that nation of people, my father, my daddy taught me, is that asking his name. He'll tell you that he is a Europeano if you just ask him his name. He's going to tell you a Europeano name, and he has a black face. Now, there are some people over here that's got black face. They'll tell you they are either Shabazz, Muhammad, Bey, Hicks, Ben Israel. These people have come out of the ways of their oppressor. They obey what is written in their religious books, or the Torah, the Tanakh, the Quran, and the Bible. That's these people. But there's still some people that haven't come out yet. So these people have got to be taught how they come into this condition. What happened to them when they came into this condition? The Aryan nation of language is the Celtic group, the Latin, the Greek group, the Slavic, and the Teutonic. This is the Aryan race of people, their language. This language that we're speaking right now comes out of the Teutonic group, which would be German, Dutch, Scandinavian, and English. It also is Slavic rooted, because that would be Russia and Bulgarian group of Lithuania. And that group of people, what live in what we know as Great Britain right now, was the Jutes, the Angles, and the Saxons. And when they became Anglo-Saxons, they were the one that was responsible for enslaving the black people and bringing them over here from a place called Africa, which is a changing of the name. But we have to use those names now until we go all the way back to the beginning. of a Semitic and a Hamitic race of people. The Semitic race of people is the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, the Syrians, the Arab, and Abyssinian, and Hebrews. The oldest language known to mankind, which was called the Yala Kwadash, is now called Hebrew. It is a Semitic race of people's language. The Hamitic race of people is the ancient Egyptian Coptic, the Berber, the Ethiopian, and the Basque. Then you have what is known as the Negro language, which is Nubian, Sudanese, Banta, and the Banta language. I don't know why I'm having a problem with that word, Banta, and I know this stuff by heart. When I started reading it, I get messed up, and I should just speak it straight off my head. This group of people, and I want you to pay very, very, very attention to this Hamitic language called Berber. See, because when they people mix the language, you become a half breed. Now you know the show of the half breed. We already did that show on different breeds and pedigree. The half breed is when you become a half breed. Over here in America, you forgot your language and became part of mankind's language. The only people that are human beings is the Semitic and the Hamitic, the Negro and the Chinese race of people. You had to have melanin in your skin to be a human being. Aryan is a person that doesn't have melanin in his body, and everybody know who the Aryan is. He's the Neanderthal that came 50,000 years ago. You can find that on page 124 in H.G. Wells' book. He's the Neanderthal. We had 200,000 years of history before this Neanderthal came on the face of the earth and give us this Aryan nation language that we speak now of the three sixes, which came out of the ancient serpent lords. And that's another lecture. Now we have understand the language, then let's go to when these people first came over here to the United States. Now we know that the language that we speak is called Aryan language, and we speak the worst one because it is the only language read from left to right. All human beings' language is read from right to left, meaning that all colored people that live on the face of Earth in 2014, their language is read from right to left. All Aryans, the Allies, who you find at the sixth chapter of Genesis, that came here and mixed their seed in the Caucasus Mountain and changed some indigenous people to become Aryan nation of people. We know their history as we speak now to speak this language. It's very important. These people, this lecture here is especially for the people that call themselves African American, to know what language that we are communicating in as we speak right now. And how did they get the language and what language that they spoke before they come over here? So we're going to run down a history of their language coming out of a book that I got from Uncle Bubba and on Gula. Well, let's see what Gula is. Gola, G-O-L-A, white, the Aryans made it Angolian. And so when you study this history, we're going to run down and see the language among the African slaves. Many people would like to ignore the fact that blacks arrived on American shores through the route of enslavement. As the second largest group of colonizers over here, Brother Drew, this African slave that came over here, you and I are indigenous people that was already over here because we have the indigenous blood of, we got named Indians, but we weren't Indians, but we are the original people that come in the island. All of my people were Cherokee, Choctaw, and they come from the indigenous people over here. So I'm telling the history of the people that's called African Americans that got the blood of the African in him. I don't have any African blood in me. I only have the indigenous blood in me. And so we are telling that story. Although they started life in America devoid of all the rights of the indigenous people. Now, these Africans didn't have the same rights that the indigenous people or the European had when they first came over here in 1555. They brought the slave trade. But they did not start over here devoid of the traditions, the customs, and the language, and the human character, their vices, most of all, their skills and their talents that they had learned from their tribes in Africa. Most of these people like Igbo, Fulani, Mandingo, and those people that was brought over here, those tribes of people. They was brought over here in 1555, and in 1619, the Continental Congress said that there was no more Africans over here because they had bred it with the European and the indigenous people over here and became, everybody had become half-breeds over here. So these people got renamed colored people in 1619 with Congress. You can go check that out. That information is in the Library of Congress. I'm just sharing knowledge with you of me traveling through studying history that got started with a commandment from my daddy that Queen Mother had the books because she gonna always supply the books for us. So the books was there by Queen Mother. Was gonna always have those books right there for the little wide niggas his daddy called us to read and had to read them because you have no choice because they say read, you read. The most common stereotype of the enslaved African upon the arrived on the shores of in America, once they set foot on American ground, they could no longer, now listen to this real good, speak in any language other than Missouri. They forgot their original dialect as well as the African speech and tongue and forgot their names. And for this reason, they was given names known as nicknames. They was given different names. A lot of them took on the name of the indigenous people because the indigenous people who they call Indians over here were similar to the tribal people in there because we named our names after nature. Like my daddy, Big Hawk. A hawk is a bird. I'm Little Hawk. A bird. Why he was called Big Hawk? Because he had keen eyesight, because everybody know that if you tried to cheat daddy playing cards, he going to spot your butt. If you tried to throw them bands in on a dice game, then he going to spot you. That's why he got the name Hawk. And I was expected to be able to see the same way that he was. He could see. And everybody know that in Crockett, Texas, that know that my daddy was a master chef cook, and that he would tell you very fast that you didn't want him to take that K-bar and start carving on your GDML. But because my daddy, when he went in his pocket, he had two K-bars in his pocket. When he came out of his pocket, they were open. Those skills he taught me. You can throw me a K-bar knife across the room. It hit either my left hand and right hand, and immediately as it hit my hand, it is open. Those are some skills that the old blacks had back in that day and time with the Texas Jacks. I mean, I know some of y'all are too young to know about that knowledge, but I was taught that knowledge and still possess that knowledge at 68 years old. The African, when he spoke this language, he went on to mispronounce words Not because English or French was a foreign language to this African. We got to understand what was going down with this African. But blacks, the African, was incapable of speaking a correct, what is known as English or French, or any European tongue, because it was Aryan to his tongue, meaning it wasn't his language. Because this wasn't the language of the original people of Earth that this Neanderthal had came into existence with, and yet studied his language only up until the third century or fourth century, when the history comes in of Alexander the Great. It's when they mastered this language, because white people came out of the Caucasus Mountains speaking a language called Click, Northern and stuff. They was a barbarian, heathen, pagan group of people. So if you want to know, just go. All you have to do is use your dictionary. The dictionary defines all words. In creation, everything in creation is a word that is defined by a dictionary. Queen Mother made us work crossword puzzles, so that's the reason we got a good knowledge of dictionaries. And Queen Mother still be working them crossword puzzles, and advanced crossword puzzle probably worked them last night. That's how she stayed, keep her mind busy and exercise her brain, because of what some knowledge that I'm going to share with you that she told me that Big Mama shared with her about how to use your brain when you get a certain age. I want to make a whole lecture on that, Queen Mother, with the knowledge that you was explaining to me on that. This language, oftentimes when people will think that the black man was ignorant in the language that he was saying, he couldn't understand this language. It took many years for him to understand this language of how to speak proper and correct English. That to 2014, you ain't got no black man in America, especially the prim and proper. Tell me what white man beat Barack Obama and Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. When Bush was in office, he sounded like one of the redneck hillbillies, and Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell was using correct language. And look at the dialect. That's another thing that you have to see, that old southern dialect. When the African, they had a certain language called Gula. The people of Kissy, you have to look that up, that tribe Kissy. I think they had that name in Roots or something. One of those that the word Kissy came up. It was according to where you were stopped off at on the slave thing, that the African, we're going back into the African and what he called himself African American history, that you spoke a certain language. It was called a certain language. If you got stopped in Georgia or the Cackalackis, which it was called at first, the reason we call Cackalacka is some Indians, black Indians that belong to the Creek Nation, lived in what is known as South Carolina and North Carolina. They called it the Cackalackis back in the days when these slaves came in. You had to understand that because of the dialect and how did this language get started. One had to conceive of how often in America a twa would marry a gula, a barbarian would marry a fulante, a Igbo would marry a mandingo, and their children would mix the seed and they would come up with a what is known as a commercial language that everybody could understand, and it was called Gula. And if you got in the Cackalackis, that language became known as Geechee. If you was a slave, because Geechee would be mixed with European, if you was a slave, and got stopped off in Louisiana, then the language you would be speaking would be known as gumbo or Creole. It later became Creole. And it was through developing and using the American Creole language, Gula, that the long procession of learning English or French. If the slave happened to find himself in the French territory of Louisiana and learn how to live among devised groups, such as African, European, and Indians, that the African would emerge as an African-American, as an Englishman, or with a French name. Gula is the name given by the Gula speaking of their Creole language in its corrupt Angolian, which white folks named shortened to Gula and finally to Gullah. Geechee is a person from the land of Kiffe, now known as Libya in Africa. Kiffe was a land and a people of Western Africa. After a time, Gula and Geechee became a synonym term for Gula speakers. The name of the Creole language, Gula, is a Afro-English Creole language, which is all based in African-based language. Since the Louisiana territory was French, the African who landed there developed an Afro-French Creole, simply known as Creole or Gumbo, which also was an African-based dialect. These are the African black languages they got over here. The Cajun spoken French English was definitely French basis, hence the difference between the people who say they are Creole from Louisiana. It is important to know that the size of the community reflects the population of blacks who would learn to speak these languages when they was put on the plantation. I found this book quite interesting because back during Mama's time, the nickname that most black people had at that day and time, and I asked Mama, did she know what she was naming 1, 2, and 3 when she gave us our nicknames? And I found out that she gave me my nickname at 7 months old when I started walking, but I thought Big Mama had gave me the name. And due to the fact Uncle Bubba had this Gula-speaking name, they have all of female and male names. It's a tremendous book to have in your library. But Mama named me Wooly. Everybody in Crockett called me Wooly. And nobody at school really knew Wooly. Only the adult people called me Wooly. And I never will forget when I was in the third grade, that Miss Leona Garrett and Miss Almarie Mathis came to teach over at Ralph Bunch, where I was going to school. And when Miss Leona Garrett.
All right, Brother Dwight, y'all?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I don't
want to
go off. Huh?
Yeah, we back on.
All right. I don't know where I start. I'll start back with Gula is the name given by the Gula speaker, and the Creole language is a corrupt of Angola, shown for Gula. Geechee is a person from the land of Kissin, now known as Liberian, is the people of Western Africa. When they got into the different territories, then whether you spoke Geechee or Creole was whatever land that you was in the Carolinas you spoke.
But the one, I think we're having some problems today on, we have been bumped off and show canceled. Not sure what's happening. Hold on, everybody.